Youth Sports Now presents Your Peak Performance, topics that support the well-being of your young athlete, presented by Peak Performance Physical Therapy in East Rochester.
And we are back on Youth Sports Now with our good friend Mike Naparella from Peak Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Training. Hey, Mike, how's things going?
Excellent, Greg. How's it going with you?
Very good, thanks. And, you know, with this announcement with Little League about their 75th anniversary, and then couple that with, you know, a question that we had last week from a listener regarding Tommy John surgery. You know, we spoke a little bit about that last week, but can you give some examples of the things that you find at Peak Performance when your physical therapists are helping a patient with this sort of injury or a surgery that aren't at the elbow itself, but somewhere else?
Absolutely. You know, even first before I do that, I just want to say what an awesome thing is that, number one, at Youth Sports Now was able to be the first people in the entire country to be able to announce this, but what a neat thing it is for an organization like Little League Baseball to be around for so long and to offer such a great opportunity to all these young kids. When I remember when I was a kid and going to my little brother's Little League games, how neat it was to see so many kids involved in the sport and having fun and laughing and being great teammates and just enjoying being out there in the beautiful weather in the summer and having fun. And that was just totally reinforced this summer when I came out to your team and watched them play a little bit. And just there's a ton of kids who've really been blessed by the opportunity that programs and organizations like Little League Baseball offer. So kudos to them and great job to you to be able to play such a great role in that organization. Greg, on your question, here's what I think it comes down to. At Peak Performance, we really think about this whole injury thing a little bit differently. We really hope that parents and coaches and athletes, really even doctors, would think about this a little differently too. You know, absolutely, the very first thing that needs to be thought about is what tissue is injured and how can we help that tissue recover. And that's where most traditional therapy and that's where the thought processing from even doctors starts. Our challenge is that I think too often it's really where things stop as well. And this is where we want parents and coaches and the listeners out there thinking a little bit differently about an injured tissue. So in this case, we're talking about the ulnar collateral for an elbow and a thrower in baseball. And it's a great example. For us, and for the parents and coaches and athletes out there, we want them thinking more about, well, why did that elbow get hurt? I think that's really the key. I mean, all therapists out there understand there are certain things that you need to do to optimize the healing environment for that tissue. I mean, you're going to protect the tissue from stretching forces. There's modalities like ultrasound that you can do to improve blood flow for that healing environment. You're going to do progressive exercises around the elbow. We're all really on the same page with that stuff. That's not really where the differences occur. But I'd submit, though, that if we stop right there and we leave it at that, that this young athlete's going to be at the very same risk that they were before. Recovering from the injury is a must. You've got to handle that tissue. But really a big key, I think, is preventing it from recurring and working biomechanically to here's the key, understand why did it happen. That's really the underlying thing. I'll give you an example here. This is the example we talk to patients. If you're functioning perfectly fine, everything's going well, and you get hit by a car, or you land in a hole and you twist your knee, or you fall down the stairs and you suffered some sort of a trauma, well, those sorts of injuries, they require a lot less focus on problem solving because it was just a trauma. The recovery is really all about being creative and thoughtful about, you know, progressively loading those tissues. But most injuries aren't traumas like that. You know, these things tend to mount up and they worsen over time. So recently, Greg, I was talking to a physician, and this person had said they had a stress fracture from running. And as we talked about it, they said, and this was a doctor, they said, you know, their first thought was it was, you know, it must have been overuse, and maybe they had some nutritional issues. And this is the way not only doctors, but certainly patients out in the community, coaches and parents and athletes think this way. And we understand why, but I reminded him, you know, the other leg that had no pain, the other leg that had no stress fracture, had the very same nutrition. It had the very same number of impacts. If we focus on just doing the right thing for that one leg or that foot and trying to, you know, coddle it along with exercise and do some progressive loading, that's all nice, and I think we're all on the same page that way. Yeah. But the real key is finding out, why did that leg have a stress fracture in the midst of the same nutrition? And in the midst of the same number of impacts, but the other leg that experienced the very same life didn't. And I think that's the point. It didn't experience the same life. So let's talk about that ulnar collateral. Everyone who throws doesn't get an ulnar collateral injury. Why is that? Well, for us, it's really about looking back at the other body parts as well. We've got to go back, and we see this all the time, that the thoracic spine, or a lot of people don't know what thoracic means. It's the trunk or the rib cage area. Oftentimes, the thrower actually lacks twisting motion there. Or another place would be the shoulder blade, the scapula. And those sort of things can lead to what we'd call that all-arm style of throwing that, as a coach, I know you've seen in a lot of young athletes. And we even really, Greg, we've seen it in high school kids. We've seen it even in college and in young professionals oftentimes, is that those, you know, they've been very successful as a young athlete. And they can throw the ball with a lot of velocity, and with enough practice, they get their target, their accuracy down. And so they remain the pitcher who just keeps moving up through the ranks, and their body finds a way to throw a good ball. But that doesn't mean their mechanics are all spot on as well as you'd like, and so that leaves other body parts at risk. Another thing that we see oftentimes, which is really odd because a pitcher is the person you'd really think would have maybe the very best balance on the entire baseball team. But with this injury example of the ulnar collateral, we oftentimes see those pitchers oftentimes have really poor balance. And whether it's on the standing leg during their cocking phase or whether it's the plant leg, it oftentimes can lead to this change in timing, particularly when they plant and how quickly they plant, because their balance isn't quite right. And it's all very short milliseconds of a time, but it really impacts the speed at which their body moves. And other things could be, with this elbow, again, we're talking about an elbow, but here we are talking about other body parts. Another example is their hips. Very frequently we see stiffness and or weakness in either hip. And those things lead to that body opening really early again, and that, again, it follows with that sort of whippy arm trying to catch up to the body, and you get this all-arm style of movement. So, you know, for an elbow like that, we're eventually even looking down at their opposite foot. So if it's a right elbow, I've got to look at your left foot, or I don't really understand the forces that elbow sees. And I think that's really, you know, one of those big keys when we talk about this idea. We've spoken in the last week or two about this idea of protocols. And, you know, they're a blessing in many ways, but they also can sort of be a curse. Because we get so focused on this target tissue of the elbow, for example, that we sometimes can fail to go back and really give thought to, but why? Why did my elbow fail and yours didn't? We're both throwing. Why? And I think that's really where it's imperative for parents to understand that where they go matters.
So, Mike, you know, when a lot of people, and I have to admit, I've heard this a couple of times from people who either may be naysayers or who have had a bad experience. When people out there have injuries that need physical therapy, you know, what do you say to the parents or the coaches who think or say, hey, we tried PT before and it didn't work, or, you know, all physical therapy is the same? How do you react to that?
Well, I mean, you're totally right. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, the parents and coaches and athletes and even, you know, doctors who sometimes think that physical therapy is sort of like a commodity. It's a commodity. It's a thing. It's like going to the store to buy a car tires or going to, you know, Wegmans and getting a loaf of bread. Wherever you can go to pay the best price and wherever you can go in and get in and get out the quickest, that's really the key. The product is all the same. Well, that's not really true, unfortunately. You know, there's a lot of skilled physical therapists out there, but the truth is that all of us aren't trained the same. And some of us have specialties and experience and skill bases that are different than others. You know, that fact that physicians are licensed and physical therapists are licensed and massage therapists are licensed is that baseline that does set us apart from people who haven't been trained. To say that we have this bare minimum requirement to be able to serve the community and we have this extensive training. But really, for the great majority of us, you know, when we get better and better at what we do, it really comes from all that extra training, all the time and experience that you put in over the years. I'm a much different physical therapist now, 25 years later, than I was long ago. Our therapists, Mike Galasala and Aaron Borsick and my wife Karen, are much different therapists. Mike and Aaron have been out for less than 10 years, but they're still very different therapists today than they were before. And what happens between that day you graduate and have your license and, you know, where you are now, the types of courses that you've gone to, the types of people that you've been mentored by, has a huge impact on what kind of skills and services you have to offer. And so, I some people out there specialize in certain areas, and others sort of are more generalist. And it's not as simple as just buying a car tire. It has a lot to do with who you see. So for peak performance, for us, that means we want to be, and I think we are, the experts in sports and orthopedic care in this area, you know, because it's based on that extra and that extensive training that we've had in biomechanical problem solving and understanding function. And we're really proud to be the only facility in Rochester that has therapists who are fellowship and certification trained in these areas. I mean, every single day we find examples of how having that functional mechanics approach has meant a huge difference in helping the injured athlete or their family members get back to not just getting back, but really staying back. And, you know, the idea about having tried physical therapy before is the same sort of thing. So think of it this way, Greg. If you had a problem with your car and you went to a mechanic and it seemed fixed, and then a week later the problem comes back again, would you say, okay, well, mechanics doesn't really work, so I'm going to go try something different? No way. I mean, the only option you have is a mechanic. You can't take your car that's, you know, drifting to the left and take it to the car wash and see if you wash it, it'll be different. Or maybe we should just go get the car painted. You can't try something different. Mechanics is what you do. That's what you see to fix your car. So if one mechanic didn't fix it, you wouldn't stop and say, well, I don't have any more options here. I can't see a mechanic again because mechanic doesn't work. Same thing. A mechanic is not a commodity. It's not a loaf of bread. It's not a tire. It's about the person that you saw. And so you'd go find someone else who had even more specialty training or more experience to try and help fix your car because you need that thing running. Your body is really the same way. And we believe that in sports and orthopedic care for young athletes, what it all comes down to in the end is that you have to understand that body. You have to understand how it moves. You have to understand it locally, but you really, really have to understand how shortcomings and limitations in one body part, and sometimes very distantly removed, can have a huge impact. And so the example I gave you, Greg, with the ulnar collateral question that you asked, is a perfect example of there are times that we've seen a kid with an ulnar collateral that when you look at their shoulder and look at their arm, it all looks really pretty good. But then you go look at that left hip, or I look at their left ankle and see a real significant limitation there. And then we look and talk about their throwing mechanics, and they'll even oftentimes say, yeah, my coaches said I tend to, you know, whatever the compensation would be. And you can see why the elbow was taking the hit it did. And I think that's really the big key to it all.
You know, Mike, part of the other difference, I think, with peak performance, is not only the expertise and the folks that you've got there as part of the team, but in the remaining minute or so that we've got left, you know, tell me a little bit more about this sports injury screening and the opportunity that young athletes have to go to peak performance and have this sports injury screening take place with them.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I think, you know, we've seen, you know, more and more over the years that increasingly parents and coaches are more and more aware that there's various options out there for them. Schools have athletic trainers, you know, they have their family physician, there's urgent care clinics. But sometimes the timing of these things just isn't real convenient for them. And sometimes they're not sure if the place they want to go really has the expertise in sports and orthopedics. You know, and there's a number of examples where that could be the case, where it is a medical professional, you know, quote unquote, but they don't necessarily have sports orthopedics background. Or they have an athletic trainer at school, but there's only one trainer servicing hundreds of athletes. They just aren't available, and some of them are only there part-time. So parents and coaches are looking for, they need some sort of quick answer. It's just, I don't need a big full evaluation yet. I just need to know, do I need a full evaluation? Do I need to go to the hospital? Does it look like we need x-rays? Should we be on crutches or not? Can we just give it a few days? And so all these different things are going through parents' minds, and they need some sort of inexpensive, quick, just head me in the right direction. If the right direction is to stay with you and start treatment, then, man, let's do that right away. If if I don't really need to go through all that stuff and I just need to take a few days off and ice it and rest it, and it doesn't look like a major injury, then thank goodness we didn't take it further and have unnecessary expensive tests. So what we've begun offering at Peak Performance is this sports injury screening where, you know, whether it's a young athlete in junior high all the way up to college kids, you know, they have an injury or they've had a nagging problem that they're just not sure what the right next step for them to be is, give us a call at 218-0240, and we will get you in within 24 hours. We should be able to get you in very often the same day. And it's just a sort of inexpensive, $25, maybe about a 15-minute quick screening thing where you can have someone who's skilled in orthopedic testing and sports injuries take a quick look at you and just try to help point you in the right direction and give you a little bit of confidence to be proactive and not linger it. You know, I told you an example, Greg, a few weeks ago about a girl who came in with a knee problem that she finally decided to get treated. And her parents weren't even fully aware of this. She'd had knee pain for 4 or 5 years, and now she's doing really well after 4 to 6 weeks of therapy, after 5 years of a problem. Boy, I wish she would have come in 4 years ago or 5 years ago when it first started. She could have had years of enjoyment and success playing and less anguish and less hurt and disappointment over just merely dealing with the hurting, but also dealing with maybe not playing as well and struggling with her playing time and all the other things that come along with those injuries. Get it dealt with now. Don't wait.
Well, Mike, that's, you know, wonderful opportunities for the young athletes in the Rochester community to go to Peak Performance and to, you know, partake in this sports injury screening. It's well worth the time, the very nominal fee, and of course the peace of mind. So I think it's a great thing that you guys are doing there, and we appreciate it. So until next week, Mike, you know, we'll keep plugging away here, and I'm sure the listeners will be getting us some more questions, and I will talk to you next week.
We'll see you all next week.
Great, thanks, Mike. When I come back, a little bit of a final thought for the day from my dugout.